Oh, well, anyway, let's move on or get too long on us here tonight. Acts chapter number 4, verse number 23. And being let go, they went to their own company and reported all that the chief priests and elders had said unto them. And when they heard that, they lifted up their voice to God with one accord and said, Lord, thou art God, which hast made heaven and earth and the sea and all that in them is, who by the mouth of thy servant David hast said, why did the heathen rage and the people imagine vain things? The kings of the earth stood up, and the rulers were gathered together against the Lord, against his Christ. For of a truth, against thy holy child Jesus, whom thou hast anointed, both Herod and Pontius Pilate, and that with the Gentiles and the people of Israel were gathered together, for to do whatsoever thy hand and thy counsel determined before to be done. And now, Lord, behold their threatenings, and grant unto thy servants that with all boldness they may speak thy word, by stretching forth thy hand to heal, and that signs and wonders may be done by the name of thy holy child Jesus. And when they had prayed, the place was shaken where they were assembled together, and they were all filled with the Holy Ghost, and they spake the word of God with boldness. Amen. You can be seated again this evening. Just want to preach tonight on boldness for the battle. Amen. Boldness for the battle. Got so many things that I want to try to share in this message tonight. Number one, and it's already been mentioned in the songs that were sung tonight, keep on the firing line. Hallelujah. And this, the Sister Pepper mentioned, you know, Jason preached, you know, old hat or newness. Old hat. In other words, is it old to you? Is it just going through the motions to you? You know, when we sing that song, keep on the firing line, that's not old hat to me. There's no telling how many times I personally have sung that song. And every time I sing it, it's like it's brand new to me. Hallelujah. I don't know, that's just the way I am about every song that I sing. It's never old hat. It's all for right now. It's all for encouragement now. It's all for exalting him now. Hallelujah. It's all part of boldness for the battle. Hallelujah. And when everything is fresh and everything is new, that's when you're going to have that boldness you're going to need to rise up and fight the fight of faith. And God knows that we need this boldness because for whatever reason, our human side gets a little shy, gets a little timid, gets a little weak, gets a little nonchalant, if I can put it like that, not really serious about the battle. You ever watch that child playing a game of sports and they weren't really serious about it? I've watched children from time to time get out and go through the motions and wonder why it wasn't fun. It's because they weren't serious about it. But I've never yet encountered anyone that when they were serious about what they were doing, they didn't have fun. Because they were serious about what they were doing. And so boldness for the battle is a seriousness for the battle, a seriousness for the warfare, a seriousness about what's going on around my life, being attentive to what the enemy is doing around me. Woo. Help me, Jesus. I'm already perceiving this is going to be long. Woo. Help me, Jesus. God of heaven. Have you ever looked around and you looked at people, we all do it from time to time, we look at people and say, why in the world are they doing that? And usually we're saying that because they're doing something we know that's not going to help them spiritually. in the world are they doing that? But yet at the same time, we can look in the mirror and say, why in the world am I doing that? Because the answer is the same for both questions. There's not boldness for the battle. There's not seriousness in the warfare. There's not a reality that the enemy's out for keeps. Woo, my, he's out to kill, destroy, to steal. He doesn't care how he has to do it. He doesn't care what he needs to do to get you hooked. He doesn't care what he needs to do to get you pulling away from God. Brother Timmy, he doesn't care what he needs to do to get you stinking. Yeah, stagnant. Stagnant. I appreciate you sharing that. That was very honest and that was very humble, realizing God spoke to my heart that I'm stagnant. I stink. You see, because the Bible talks about our praise and our worship and magnifying God is a sweet smelling savor unto the Lord. And when the Lord says you're stagnant, thank you, Brother Timmy. Hallelujah. See, I want to glean from that. I want to learn from that because I don't want to go there. Brother Timmy doesn't want to be there now. Hallelujah. But see, being attentive to that, realizing then, what about my life? Is it stagnant? Does it stink in the nostrils of our God? Am I really giving worship? Am I really giving praise? Or am I just going through my normal routine? Boldness for the battle leaves routine behind and finds one's place in that Spirit of God to play our part because, like it's already been spoken, I don't want God to do it without me. Hallelujah. I want to be in on the move of God. I want to be in on the work of God. If I just had to be somewhere in the corner doing some small minor thing, I still want to be there. Hallelujah. I don't want to be left behind. I want boldness. I want to be in the battle. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah to the Lamb. I want to run through these scriptures here just quickly and move on to the boldness that the Bible talks about and some of the different men in the Bible that God, see, boldness is not just something that we can bring and build up within us of our own selves. The boldness that I'm talking about comes straight from heaven. The boldness that I'm talking about is the Spirit of God welling up within us. The boldness that I'm talking about is not harshness. The boldness that I'm talking about is not really aggression. But the boldness that I'm talking about is a confidence in the Holy God of heaven that He is having His way in my life. Woo, hallelujah. See, that's the boldness I'm talking about here. And I'm going to need that boldness for my battle because the devil's not quiet, Sister Mullis. He's always talking to the child of God. He's always taunting the child of God. He's always whispering in the ear of the child of God, just hoping some moment that the boldness will be gone. And when there's no boldness, there's weakness. There's a lack of confidence. Got news for you here tonight, church. If you don't have confidence in God that you can overcome, you won't. You won't. There's got to be that holy confidence rising up in your soul that I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me. Hallelujah. You see, you can quote that scripture all day long and it do nothing for you. But when the Spirit of God begins to quicken it to your heart because you don't want anything God's doing to be done without you, it rise up and you know you can accomplish what God wants done because God is with you. Woo, hallelujah. And let's look at these scriptures here in Acts chapter number 4. If you will, here in Acts chapter number 4, we have one of the first church services of the early disciples. That's right. One of the first church services of the disciples and the believers of the early church. They're having church here, church. Easy and hard to say. Woo, my. Verse number 23, and being let go, they went to their own company and reported To them that of all what the chief priests and the elders had said unto them. Of course, you got to back up. You got to realize they were called on the turf because a miracle was performed. Jesus Christ was lifted up. Jesus Christ was exalted. The resurrection was preached. And the scribes and the Pharisees and all the religious leaders, they were going berserk. And they threatened them because they couldn't do anything else to them because the people realized God's moving. They threatened them and told them, do not talk about Jesus anymore. And they said, which is better, to obey you or obey God? There's some boldness going on there. They weren't mean, they weren't critical, and they weren't cruel. They just stated the fact just a little bluntly. We're going to do what God wants us to do. They couldn't do anything about it, could they? You realize these are the same people that crucified Jesus Christ. But I want you also to realize they only crucified Jesus Christ because that was God's plan. And that was God's will. Well, it wasn't time for them to crucify Peter. That'd come later. No, here they stand, filled with the Spirit of God, standing for Jesus Christ. And they could not stop them. Threatened them again. Turned them loose. What do? They go down to the church. And they start testifying. Testifying. Of what God is doing. And how that the officials are threatening us. They start telling all the story of what's going on. Hallelujah. And they started church with testimony service. Praise God. And began to report everything that had been said unto them. Hallelujah. And then in verse number 24, it broke into spontaneous praise. And when they heard that, they lifted up their voice to God with one accord and said, Lord, thou. And notice they're all saying this. One accord. How in the world is everybody saying the same thing? Hallelujah. That's the Holy Ghost, church. That's the Holy Ghost. They all begin to lift their voice, and all of a sudden they begin to speak out, and they begin to speak out in unison, and they begin to speak out the same thing. Wow. They're having church. Spirit of God's already moving here. Hallelujah. And so we see that. Why? Because they broke forth in spontaneous praise and they began to lift their voice to God with one accord and said, Lord, thou art God which has made heaven and earth and the sea and all that is in them is. Hallelujah. And then in verse 25 and verse 26, they begin to quote scripture. Hallelujah. Hey, they didn't open the Bible. They didn't open the scriptures. They just begin to quote the scripture as the Spirit of God was moving upon them and they were doing it all together. That lets me know they knew the Word of God. Hallelujah. And the Spirit of God can take what you have put in and bring it forth very simply and very easily. Woo! If you're a yielded vessel unto Him, hallelujah. And they began to recite scripture of the truths of the kingdom of God and how the very things that they were enduring and going through was the very things that God's word declares they would be. Hallelujah. And then verse 27 and verse 28, and then they say that the life application, in other words, we're living this. This is what's going on. This is what has transpired. Oh my, because they all came against Jesus Christ and they all put him to death and they were all gathered together, but it was because you wanted it done. It was the will of God that Christ would suffer and die for the sins of the world. And now they move into the time of that prayer together and they begin to more or less say, Lord, whatever you're going to do, don't do it without me. Hallelujah. I mean, they begin to pray, verse 29, and now, Lord, behold their threatenings, and grant unto thy servants that with all boldness they may speak thy word, by stretching forth thy hand to heal, and that signs and wonders may be done by the name of thy holy child, Jesus. Their prayer was, God, we want to be used by you. We want you you to grant us that boldness for this battle we're engaging in. There's always someone that is against you being victorious. There's always someone that's against you being victorious. Thanks be to God, you're not going to find them in this house. Hallelujah. Praise God. But I have been in churches where there was those that did not want you to be victorious. They didn't want you living for God because it brought reproach on them, shame on them, and conviction down on them. And so they wanted to hinder you so they didn't have to rise up. Hello. Woo, praise our God. And so here they are. They're praying that they want God to work in them, and they want God to use them, and they want to be available unto God. You realize their prayer was a prayer of availability. For the only way God can stretch forth His hand to do these things is through the church. How's God going to do anything in this world except through His body? I'm afraid sometimes, church, we're wanting God to move without us. Raise your hand if you've been guilty. God, I want to see you move in the sanctuary. Oh, God, you want me to run? I can't run. Man, my feet hurt. I can't run. God, move in the sanctuary. You want me to dance? Oh, God, dance? Somebody might say something. I don't know if you remember it or not, but I preached a message one time. Become the answer to your prayer. Yeah. You want to see God move? Then step up and let Him move. Hallelujah. You want to see God heal? Step up and pray for the sick. Hallelujah. Woo! You want to see God work a miracle? Then step up and be used in the gifts of miracles. Hallelujah. Yes, I know it's not at our choice, but are you available if He wants it done? Are you available to pray that way? Are you so close to God, so connected with the Spirit of God, that when He moves you to go lay your hands on someone, you don't hesitate, but you just do? There's been so many miracles wrought that people didn't even know they were wrought to later years in life. There's been times in services that I didn't think anything happened. And then people stand up and begin to testify of what God did for me in this service. What God did for me in that service. I remember preaching a revival many years ago, and we everybody came down for prayer, and we went through, we prayed for everybody, and I thought, nothing happened. It seemed to me. Guess what? We don't know everything. Contrary to our beliefs sometimes. Sometimes we think we're so smart and got it all figured out, and God just does it totally backwards what we thought He would do. This was one of those nights. Then at the close of the service, pastor asked, does anyone want to stand and testify? This gentleman stood up, just weeping. He said, I thank God for filling me with the Holy Ghost. He'd been seeking for 30 years. Glory. That's another story, but anyway, he got filled that night. He got filled that night. You see, boldness. Boldness for the battle. You've got to have that confidence in God. It's not confidence in yourself. It's that confidence in God. This is their prayer. Woo, hallelujah. That, Lord, you would grant us boldness, hallelujah, to speak thy word by stretching forth thy hand to heal. You realize they're making themselves available. Who was it that stretched forth their hand to the lame man at the gate beautiful? Did God just come by? And as Peter walked by, of course, I realize the Bible says Peter's shadow healed a multitude of them when he walked by them. But that day, they stopped. Why? Peter's shoe untied? Why'd they stop? Why'd they cast their eyes upon this lame man? Because the Spirit of God arrested them and said, stop. Look here. Silver and gold, we know the, oh, wow, we quote it, can't we? Silver and gold have I none, but in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. Are you walking with God like that? Am I walking with God like that? Woo! I can. If I'm not, I can. I can. I can have boldness for the battle. Because it's the enemy that comes to kill, steal, and destroy. It's Jesus Christ that comes to bring life. Hallelujah, and life more abundantly. Hallelujah. So they're praying here. They're praying to make themselves available to God. They're wanting God to move. They're not wanting God to move without them. They're wanting to be used by God to speak the word and to be that vessel for him to flow through, that his signs can be done. Hallelujah. And when they had prayed, here comes God's answer. Hallelujah. And when they had prayed, the place was shaken where they were assembled together. Hallelujah. You've got to realize they're already being moved on and walking in and worshiping in the Spirit of God. But now the place was shaken and they were all filled with the Holy Ghost. And I'm just going to add in there, fresh and anew. Because they were already being spontaneous. They were already in unison. They were already letting the Spirit of God flow through them, pray through them. But now God come, shook the place, and filled them fresh and anew with the Holy Ghost of God, and gave them a brand new boldness. Hallelujah. A brand new confidence that God's hand was upon them, and God had heard their prayer. And they were now going to go forth, hallelujah, and not just stay quiet. Woo. Got to realize, this is the guy that denied the Lord 3 times, but not anymore. Hallelujah. This is Peter and John that stood there with great boldness and preached to the religious leaders that were threatening them, but now God filled them fresh and anew. Because they were still asking for boldness. That lets me know boldness can run out. You got a leak? Has God's boldness leaked out? Has your confidence gone? Is your faith strong? Or is it growing weak? How in the world would it leak out? Oh, how'd it leak out for Peter? Anybody remember the story of Peter walking on the water? Yeah. He was walking on the water, wasn't he, Grant? I mean, he had boldness. He come right out of that boat. Lord, if that's you, bid me come. Jesus said, come. Peter didn't hesitate one bit, man. He was walking on the water, brothers and sisters. He's just walking. He's looking. Jesus is standing out there. He's walking on the water. Oh, then he sees you. No, I'm sorry. No. He looks around him. What kicks in?
Was it really fear? Or was it logic? Wait a minute. I can't walk on water. I don't think Peter was scared of anything. Peter sure wasn't scared of the water. He was a fisherman. Peter knew how to swim. No. I don't believe it was fear. You can believe it's fear if you want to. I don't believe it's fear. I believe it was logic. His mind began to say, wait a minute. This can't be done. I can't walk on water. Down he went. His wish, he got it. His logic, he received it. But by faith, he was walking on water. I said all that because I want you to understand logic can defeat faith very rapidly. What's your excuse for not obeying God? It's always a logical one. It's not one generated without logic. I'll give you mine. Lord, my feet will hurt worse when I get done. That's a fact. That's logic. But the Spirit says, run anyway. And see, if you want to move with the Spirit of God, logic's going to have to die. And you're going to have to walk in the Spirit. Doesn't mean you're brain dead. It means you're willing. And you don't want God doing anything without you. Hallelujah. They were willing to be used by God. God shook that place. God granted their prayer, and they went forth in faith and in action. And they were being used by God for God's purpose, God's plan, and God's will. You see, when we sung that song this morning, that's what God was asking us. Are you game? Are you ready? Are you willing? Do you really want to be a part of what I'm fixing to do? Woo. We got to be careful. Oh, where does doubt, fear, and unbelief come from? Our first response? Well, the devil. Not necessarily. I don't know why I'm beating this hard. It comes from your logic. That's where it comes from. The logical thing to do. Well, tell me how logical it was to hang on a cross and die when you didn't have to. When 12 legions of angels could come deliver you. How logical is that? It's not. There's no logic to it at all. It was obedience to the Father. It defied all logic. What's the Bible say? To the Jews, a stumbling block. To the Greeks, foolishness. If he was a king, why'd he die? Logic. That's Naaman. You gotta be kidding me. Jordan? Naaman the leper. What was defeating him? His logic. Why didn't he just come out and do something simple? A little more acknowledging of who I am. But the moment logic was thrown out the door and faith was replaced, healing came. I'm talking about boldness for the battle. You want to win tonight?
then let your logic be placed into the hands of the Holy Ghost, where He can use it for the glory of God instead of defeating us in fear, doubt, and unbelief. You see, there's a place for it. It's just, it's got to be in surrender. And that logic then lines up with thus saith the Lord, and not what man may think. Ooh, hallelujah. For that's what faith is all about. Faith is that confidence, that trust in God, that God's word defies logic of men. What is a miracle? You want to see one? You're going to have to defy some logic. Because a miracle takes something from nothing and makes it. This whole world was created by faith. God spoke. It was done. You want to see God move in your life? God speaks. Your response? Consider it done. Oh, but you don't know. It's always a good excuse because you thought of it. It's not an excuse. It's your logic trying to keep you from obedience to God. It's your own desires trying to keep you from the blessings of God. It's the enemy, sometimes, yes, lying to you, convincing you that your logic is sound. You have a right. I'm sorry. But when you became a child of God, you turned your rights over to Him. I don't belong to myself. I've been purchased with the blood of Jesus Christ, and I belong to Him. I have no rights. He has all rights to this vessel. Wow. Glory. Talking about boldness for the battle. You want to win tonight? You want to overcome tonight? You want to be able to fight off the lies of the enemy tonight? I'm trying to share with you to the best of my ability what God's laid on my heart. This is how it's going to happen. Hallelujah. You will not be victorious within your own logic. But you will be victorious as you accept God's word and move and be quickened by the Spirit of God into obedience to it. You will be more than a conqueror. Woo, hallelujah. You will have boldness for the battle. You will have confidence that I can overcome. You will have confidence that the devil has been defeated on Calvary. Hallelujah. He has no hold upon my life lest I give him some. And if I stand up in the boldness of an almighty God and say, "The Lord rebuke thee, Satan," I'm with him. Hallelujah. We got to realize who we are and the standing we can have. This is the boldness that I'm talking about. Hallelujah. Oh my, there's nothing on this earth that can tear us away from the love of God except ourselves. We sing the chorus, "The world didn't give it to me and the world can't take it away." And that is so true. But if I wrap it up in a gift box and give it to them, they've got it. Hello. You see, that's what a lot of people don't want to admit, that I'm just giving myself away to the enemy. I'm just letting him have his way. How can I stand against him? How does any child of God stand against the wiles of the devil? Brother Robert brought it out. Put on the whole armor of God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Let faith. Why am I going to get faith? Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word. Hallelujah. In other words, there is a process that I must go through. Hallelujah. For this boldness to be mine, I've got to be in the word. I've got to be in his presence. I've got to experience his power. And I've got to become that vessel of obedience unto God. Hallelujah. I'd rather obey God than have life. Can't remember right now who it was. Who was it? Patrick Henry? "Give me liberty or give me death." Oh. Are you that serious about overcoming? you that serious about serving God? Have you got a hold of that boldness? See, he's been pouring out boldness, church. He's been pouring out boldness in these church services. What is that? He's been changing my mind and helping me understand and helping you understand that we are in a warfare. Hallelujah. There are souls out there that the enemy is lying to. He's got a hold on them, and their only hope is if you and I are doing well in our battle. Hallelujah. You and I are doing well and having boldness for the battle that is before us so that we can move on and help in their battle. Hallelujah. But I got news for you. If you're not winning your own battle, you're never going to help anybody else in their battle. Hallelujah. You've got to rise up, find that boldness for your battle so that you can rise up and find boldness to help others fight the fight of faith also. Hallelujah. Be that light to shine. What is that boldness for the battle? You're ready for the warfare. You're fighting against the wiles of the enemy through prayer, the word of God, obedience to God. You're laying a hold of submit thyself unto God, resist the devil, and he will flee. What is that? Boldness. Wow, I can overcome. Brother Robert said it so well. He has provided everything we need to be victorious. Unless we try to start finding a different way to be victorious. Go read Pilgrim's Progress. The Spirit of God moved through John Bunyan to write that story, that allegory of the Christian life. A lot of times, there's doors you gotta choose. There's paths you gotta choose. There's decisions you've got to make. And you better have boldness for the battle, or you'll be more susceptible to making the wrong one. The right decision will always be there. It's still up to me to choose the right direction. Logic. Tell me, what's logical about having the best job you've ever had? You're climbing the ladder in the business. Things are going well. You're being a witness. You're being a light to shine. And God says, quit your job and go evangelize. Tell me what's logical about that. Lord, I just got this job. Things are going well. Why would you want me to do that? I mean, you know, I'm teaching Sunday school in the church. I'm a deacon in the church. I mean, you know, so that's logic. It's logic. All the whole time, the Spirit of God was crying, you need to say yes. You need to say yes. Logic was saying, how am I going to survive? How am I going to have income? How am I? Hear the Spirit of God's dealing with you to do this. And then you go to church and the pastor preaches on Abraham and God said, go. You think that'd been enough, Sister Cisneros? It wasn't. There's a logic in that. I know it sounds so foolish. Well, with God, all things possible, Brother Pepper. Yeah, you wear my shoes for a while. Yeah, it's one thing to know what the Scripture says, and it's another thing to perform it. So he preaches on Abraham, and God said, come out of your country and go somewhere you know nothing about. And God didn't give him any answers about any of it. Just said, pick it up and go. in the next 30 minutes at the altar, getting nowhere, because I wouldn't crucify logic. Everybody else is tired of me praying. I was the one that always locked up the church anyway. See y'all later. Everybody's gone except me and Sister Pepper. I can't remember. There may have been a few others there. Some folks wanted to see what was really going to happen. For the next hour and a half, logic and the Spirit of God wrestled. And finally, the Spirit of God won. The Spirit of God, when I finally just broke, and this is just the way it's always been for me, you know, I've just been a hard-headed German all my life. I broke. And I said, God, if this is what you want me to do, I will do it. And the Spirit of God, just like right there in Acts chapter number 4, the Spirit of God filled me fresh and anew, and off I went around that church. There wasn't anybody to see me, so I know I wasn't doing it for show like so many people think we do. There wasn't nobody there to see it. But it was God letting me know I'd made the right choice. And you know the thing about it, he didn't let me drag it on, Brother Jason. He said, I want you to go tell them the next day. They just had a layoff Tuesday. I could have got laid off, got unemployment. I go in Thursday after Wednesday night church. I go in Thursday. I go to my boss and say, I know it's slow. I'll give you 2 weeks if you want it, but I'm quitting. Why? Well, you wouldn't believe me if I told you. Okay. I said, God dealt in my heart to go evangelize. He dealt in my heart to quit my job today and go. They're looking at me. I said, man, I wish you would have come just a few days ago. We could have laid you off. See, that's all logical stuff, see? Oh, yeah, let's pattern here. Okay, we'll get laid off. Get out of court. Sometimes it don't work that way, church. God says go. God says do. Quit my job. Had many pastors, several pastors said, okay, Brother Pepper, if you ever go full time, let me know. You know, that's kind of like that proverbial, you know, pray for me. Oh, yeah, I'll pray for you. Never thinking that I would go full time. So I call them, and sure enough, those pastors scheduled, I had three revivals scheduled in the next 3 months. So I've obeyed God. So then money rained from heaven. I obeyed God, so He's going to supply my needs, right? So just because God said go doesn't mean I wasn't still going to have to work and provide for my family. I just had to work in different ways. But God always blessed. There wasn't a bill that wasn't paid. There was never a time we went without. And I gained weight through the whole process. And we preached those three revivals in the fall of that year. And worked different odd jobs throughout the other times. Actually, I built most of the fence in Flora Mae's former residence in Neosho. If you go up there and look at all those fences that's running through there, I built most of them. Yeah, my stepfather-in-law hired me to work on his farm. Dad, I would work on his farm. Dad would let me use his equipment. I would cut wood and sell wood. Oh, wow. That's kind of depressing. You left a good job to cut wood? Yeah, but why? Because I was doing the will of God. I didn't mind cutting that wood because I knew God provided a way to do it. Dad let me use the wood splitter. He let me use his truck. He let me use his tractor and loader. Praise God. I could fill up the loader bucket, dump it in the dump truck, drive over to wherever who wanted it and dump it right out. If you've ever cut wood. But what I've said all that to let us know that the Spirit of God sometimes defies logic. And God wants obedience even if it isn't logical. Glory. Because faith has to be put in action. And many times that's what God does so that he can test our faith, try our faith, build our faith. Hallelujah. Boldness is courage, bravery, fearlessness, freedom from being timid, liberty. I like that one. For where the Spirit of the Lord is, there's liberty. Liberty. Confidence. A confident trust. You see, we've got to be bold to engage in the battle. Engage. Proactive. Knowing the enemy is going to come, then I'm going to have to be proactive and expect it. Not be scared. But know he's coming. Because he's a thief. He's a liar. And he's got you in his sights. And he's just looking for any opportunity to jump on your shoulder or my shoulder and feed us a line of lies until we're crossways with God. How do you think anybody ever gets crossways with God? They start listening to the lies of the devil. There's no other way to get crossways with God. If you're listening to God, you're not going to be crossways with God. You're going to be straight up and down. Woo! Vertical. Horizontal if he puts you that way. Hallelujah. But you're going to be in a right standing with God and not crosswise with him. And you won't be crosswise. I can say that word tonight. Crosswise. Crosswise. Oh. You're not going to be messed up with people either. Woo! There's no reason to be cross with people if you're in the right standing with God. Yeah. Because you have boldness for the battle and you realize that's how the enemy destroys your soul. Bible talks about that root of bitterness. Oh, why would the Bible, why would Paul write to the church about a root of bitterness? Because that's how the enemy attacks the child of God. You see, he can't take your salvation. But if you throw it aside to grab a hold of something else, he didn't take it. You let go of it. You let him dupe you into doing what he wanted you to do. Oh, wow. Wow. Wise to the tactics of the enemy is what the Bible says you and I are to be. I'm trying to give us information here tonight to be wise to the tactics of the enemy so we can have boldness in the battle and we won't be fighting people. We will be fighting the enemy and the principality and the powers behind people. Hallelujah. Oh, and then we will be fighting for the people. Hallelujah. That they can be liberated and delivered. Hallelujah. And have this great salvation that you and I have and experience daily. Hallelujah. Glory. We've got to have boldness for the battle. We've got to realize when the enemy comes, we have someone with us. who's with you. Joshua 1 and 5, chapter 1, verse number 5. There shall not any man be able to stand before thee all the days of thy life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with thee. I will not fail thee nor forsake thee. Be strong and of a good courage, for unto this people shalt thou divide for an inheritance the land which I swear unto their fathers to give them. Only be thou strong and very courageous, that thou mayest observe to do according to all the law which Moses, my servant, commanded thee. Turn not from it to the right hand or to the left, that thou mayest prosper whithersoever thou goest. This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night. I got to stop right here. He's talking to Joshua, the commander of Israel, the ruler of Israel, the leader of Israel. And he's telling him, thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. In other words, the victories of God does not come without stipulations of obedience. It's been that way ever since God created man. Have not I commanded thee? Be strong and of good courage. Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed, for the Lord thy God is with thee whithersoever thou goest. You ever wondered why God told Joshua to be strong and be courageous about three times in that portion of Scripture? I just presume that it usually takes three times for us to get it. First time, we say, yeah. Second time, oh, you're saying that again? And the third time, we're like, Peter, Lord, thou knowest I love you. He did. He told him three times, be strong, be courageous. He told him everything he was going to need to do to fulfill the will of God. Be strong, be courageous, because I'm going to be with you. Now, I realized the first battle was pretty easy. But then again, think about it. Was it? Jericho stands, the first city to conquer. Its walls are high, its walls are wide, and nobody's ever conquered it before. So now you tell me, from your standpoint, your logic, is this an easy job? Now let's throw complication upon it. God says, march around it one time for 6 days, one time each day. And on the seventh day, march around it seven times. Is that right? Okay. Wonderful. God's going to give us the victory. All we got to do is get out here and walk. They'd be shouting for joy. Nobody realized the children of Israel were human. You'd never been in this land before, but you heard all the stories about how mighty Jericho was. You're walking around it. You're seeing it. I mean, you know, we read these stories, but sometimes you got to put yourself there. They were just men and women. Man, well, mainly just men walking around the wall. And God says, I'm going to be with you, and you're going to be victorious. And here you are, a warrior, and you're just walking around the wall. They're just human. Some of them are probably just young men. Young men think they can do all kinds of things. So somebody steps up and says, what about them? They had to walk. They had to be obedient. It would not have transpired had they deviated from what God said do. If they would have got tired the sixth day and say, I'm tired of walking around this building, I'm going in. They would have run up to that wall, started climbing, and that'd been the end of them. No. Joshua knew. Joshua commanded. Joshua said, this is how we're doing it. They had no earthly idea, none whatsoever, what was going to transpire on that seventh day. But God did. And the minute they fulfilled everything God told them to do, and they blew those trumpets, and they shouted triumph, that's when those walls. And every man went straight forward. See, in other words, even yet, they had to fight. Even though God went before them, they had to fight once the walls went down. What I'm trying to get across, I've got to have that boldness to know that I'm going to engage in warfare every day of my life, and I am going to need that divine direction from above, hallelujah, that I might overcome the enemy of my soul on a daily basis, hallelujah. If I begin to neglect what God has told me I need to do, I will not be victorious. This is why I need boldness for the battle. I want to fight. Yeah. Bring it on. It's coming anyway. I might as well be ready for it. Hallelujah. I might as well be ready for it. I might as well be praying about it. I might as well be making myself available. I might as well get full of the Holy Ghost. Because it's coming. So here God tells Joshua, I'm going to be with you. You keep my commandments. You do what I ask you to do. And wherever you go, you'll prosper. That's a promise from God. That's not just for Joshua. That's for all God's people. Obedience is always the best way to go. Matthew 28:18. And Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, all power is given unto me in heaven and earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. Wow, doesn't that sound like Joshua chapter 1? And lo, I am with you alway, even unto the end of the world. Amen. Yeah, that sounds just like Joshua chapter number 1. When God was telling Joshua to be strong and be courageous, I will go with you, I'll go before you, but keep my commands. This is what the church is lacking on in these last days. The church as a whole, as Brother Mullis mentioned, it's failing. It's because they no longer realize that all the blessing of God and all the promises of God hinge on obedience to God's word. They think it's just going to happen because they want it to happen. But it's not. But I do guarantee, and I don't have to guarantee it because God's word has already guaranteed it, if I'm obedient to God, His word and His spirit, then He will prosper me wherever I may go, whatever I may do whatever I lay my hand to. He will bless. Why? Because I have given it all to Him. And I'm doing it for Him. And I have boldness for the battle. What is that boldness? My confidence is in Christ. Hallelujah. My confidence is not in me. It's not a matter of me just really beating my head, backing myself up. How many times have you done that and you didn't do it? No. It's, I surrender all. I surrender all. Lord, whatever you're doing, don't do it without me. Because Christ is with me. Hebrews 13:5, closing with this. Sister Pepper's coming back to the piano. Let your conversation be without covetousness. And be content with such things as ye have. For He has said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. So that we may boldly say, the Lord is my helper, and I will not fear what man shall do unto me. Confidence. Boldness for the battle. You're going to be in the battle, church. You're already in the battle. You're in the warfare. You got to have the boldness. You've got to have that unction of the Holy One. You've got to have that Spirit of God. You need to be filled with the Holy Ghost. You see, that's what happened. That's how they went forth in boldness. That's how they went forth being used by the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Hallelujah. Because in their prayer meeting, in their church service, the Spirit of God was moving, and they were filled with the Spirit of God, and they moved forward. They went forth. Hallelujah. And proclaiming Jesus Christ and the power thereof. You're going to have a hard time proclaiming the power of Christ if you don't have it. But if you got it, you have that boldness. You have that confidence. You know that God is with you. You know His voice. And you find joy, you find pleasure in honoring Him, praising Him, exalting Him, standing for Him, walking uprightly in a crooked and perverse world. You got to have that boldness. You've got to be able to stand alone. But you'll find once you ever stand alone, there'll always be someone come stand beside you. And you make that stand. Oh, it's right there in Joshua also. That Old Testament. Who's on the Lord's side? Let Him come. Stand with me. Woo! Glory. Drawing that line in the sand. Who will be on the Lord's side? It still rings, and it will still ring throughout the ages. Who is on the Lord's side? Joshua, as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. You can do whatever you want to do, but as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Hallelujah. Every believer has to take that stand sooner or later in their lives and then step up with boldness for the battle that's fixing to come. Brother Robert, once again, made reference God, how He's been moving, but then how the enemy's been attacking. That's how it works. That's how it happens. That's why we need boldness for the battle. Because He's coming after you. He's going to try to hinder you. He can't stop us unless we give too much to Him. But He's going to do His best to hinder our mind, our feelings, our emotions. Just whatever it takes to get me off track. That's what He's going to try to do. But oh my, if you and I are praying, oh God, I want to be part of what You want to do. Oh God, I don't want anything to hinder me. God of heaven, I want to be victorious over the enemy. Lord, I want to stand strong in my battles. Hallelujah, hallelujah. If your prayer Hallelujah. It's God's will be done in my life. And you will be strong. You will be strong. Stand with me if you would. God of heaven, I praise your holy name. I thank you, Lord God, for your wonderful word. I thank you for your Holy Ghost. Lord, I thank you for the baptism in the Holy Ghost. Thank you for the moving of your Spirit. Lord, I thank you, God, for the stirring of your word. Lord, I pray, Lord, move across your hearts and your people. Lord, hear this very night. Hallelujah. Oh, Lord God, bringing us to that place to be strong in the power of your might, to be filled with your Spirit in our inner man. Hallelujah. Lord, that we might stand strong against the wiles of the devil. Lord God, that shield of faith will quench every fiery dart. Hallelujah. Oh, God of heaven, your word, your will, your way. That's what I want. Glory, glory, glory. Praise be to our God. These altars are open tonight. Hallelujah, hallelujah. You're ready for boldness for the battle. I invite you to come. Come, present yourself that living sacrifice. Come, ask of the Lord. Lord, fill me fresh and anew. Lord, give me divine direction.